Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, you know that feeling when you can't wait for something, right?
Yeah, like when we have a game night and I'm texting you and I'm like, hey, are you coming to this? And you're like, yeah, totally, but you never come.
I know of not what you speak, and I never will.
Okay.
But I know that the Beehive is downright ecstatic that yes. Beyoncé's announced a new album, and she's just released the first single, which is a total dance banger called mm-hmm. Break My Soul.
Yeah, and considering she's referring to her new album as Act One, we're hoping that means there's a lot more coming from Queen Bee very soon.
Yeah, I gotta say, the woman can make music, but she also knows how to release music.
She really does. She's made it a new art form.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, June 21st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Happy summer solstice to the Northern Hemisphere Richies. It's the first day of the sunny season, and now that Beyoncé is giving us new music, I think we can safely say it's gonna be a B-girl summer.
Mm-hmm.
So Queen Bee announced she's releasing a new album next month, but she just dropped her new single last night, and it's this 4-minute dance track called Break My Soul that I have on repeat in my head.
Same.
I can't get that tune out.
Nope.
She first announced the song on her Instagram, and it was initially announced that the song was going to drop at midnight, but it actually wound up getting released at 10 p.m. on the streaming platform Tidal.
Yes. So Tidal is, like you said, a music streaming app, which is primarily owned by Beyoncé's husband, Jay-Z, which we talked about on our Beyoncé and Jay-Z season of Even the Rich, available wherever you get your podcast. So the new single was very quickly followed by a lyric video on YouTube, which already has over 2.5 million views.
I got to get into the business of making lyric videos, that's for sure.
I've had videos up for, I don't know, 12 years that maybe only have 1,000.
Wow, so that many? I'm barely pushing 100.
So The song samples Big Frida's 2014 track Explode. Now, Big Frida is a New Orleans-based rapper who also worked with Beyoncé for her 2016 song Formation. Such a banger. Mm-hmm. And Big Frida tweeted about the release of Break My Soul, writing, "It feels surreal to be on the track with Queen Beyoncé once again. I'm so honored to be a part of this special moment. I'm forever grateful, Lord." And follow that by just a shit ton of emojis, I gotta say.
Yeah, if you read them all, we would have a 30-minute episode. There's
right.
So many.
And then the tweet continues, "Someone please catch me. Hashtag Beyoncé, hashtag Big Frida, hashtag Break My Soul." Mm. The song also samples Robin S.'s 1993 house dance hit, Show Me Love. And if you've been living under a rock for the past couple of hours and have not heard Beyoncé's new song yet, let's take a listen to just a little bit of it.
I love this.
Me too. It's just so 90s.
Yes, not that I was ever in a club in the 90s, but it's what I imagine it would have been like if I had been in a club in the 90s.
Oh, at first, for some reason, I thought you meant like a school club. I don't know why. I was like, you weren't in chess club? What's that have to do with this? But yeah, no, definitely like a 90s club hit.
Yeah, yeah.
It really transformed you. I love it.
I just feel like the lyrics, I'm actually really glad that the music video, I put that in quotes, music video is lyrics. Because mm-hmm. so many times you hear a song and it's like, I don't know what they're saying. I need to read the lyrics. So it was just, the mm-hmm. lyrics are so, I don't know. They're like a rallying cry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Any song that starts with, I quit my job, I'm in, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Coming from the person with 12 jobs.
Well, I'm now inspired.
Good.
But luckily for us, we know for sure this is not just a one-and-done release for Beyoncé. Mm-hmm. Just last week, Columbia Records announced her 7th studio album will be released on July 29th. And of course, as soon as that was made public, everyone collectively lost their shit. Because even though we've had some music from Beyoncé in recent years, this will actually be her first solo album in 6 years.
Yeah. Is that what that earthquake was yesterday?
Everyone. There was an earthquake yesterday?
I'm joking.
I was going to say, I never feel them. I never know.
I just mean everyone losing their minds together.
No, yeah. Totally.
So the album is called Renaissance, and it appears to have 16 tracks. Mm-hmm. Beyoncé's Instagram bio reads, 6, Break My Soul, which indicates that it's the 6th song on her mm-hmm. new album. Mm-hmm. So there's at least 6.
And it took 6 years for a solo album.
Yeah.
This is all your number. This is so
it
weird.
It is. And 4s are big with them. 6s and 4s
yeah.
for me, too.
4 is big with me.
Stop. Okay. This is about me right now. I'm just kidding.
It's always about you. This is the Brooke Show.
Yeah.
Brooke and Daily.
Brooke and Daily. Jinx. So after the announcement, new Beyoncé started trending on Twitter. And Beyoncé's last solo album was the critically acclaimed visual album Lemonade mm-hmm. that she released in 2016. And Variety reported last week that Renaissance will feature both dance and country-leaning tracks, which is surprising.
I'm curious what that means.
Me too.
For Beyoncé, it's like, what does country-leaning mean in the context of Beyoncé?
Right. I'm sure she's going to knock it out of the park, whatever
it is. I mean, obviously. It's just, how does one do that? Teach
yeah.
me.
Yeah. It's also going to include contributions from hit songwriter Ryan Tedder, who worked with Beyoncé before her 2008 hit Halo, which is famously one of my favorite Beyoncé songs.
Oh, it's such a good song.
It is. And Stop Me or the rest of this episode is going to be that song and me singing it.
Well, if you ever see me driving on the 101, I'm probably screaming this out my window.
I'll never see that. Never.
Okay. Well, leave your house for once.
No. I only leave my house to take photos that I crop you out of.
That's accurate.
Yeah. So Ryan has also written hits for Adele, Taylor Swift, and the Jonas Brothers. He's got a stacked roster.
Yeah.
And when Beyoncé first announced her new project last Thursday, she also included the subtitle Act One, mm-hmm. which suggests that Renaissance might be split up into multiple parts. And we don't really know if the country songs will appear as like a separate album or be on the first edition of Renaissance, but I am really, really interested to hear those.
Yeah, I feel like this really is going to be a Beyoncé summer.
It's going to be a renaissance.
Oh my God, that's the name.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
I know.
So Beyoncé's got a new album on the way. And like we said, when she drops new music, everyone on the internet has a lot to say, losing their minds. So after Break My Soul dropped last night, social media more or less exploded with first impressions, which I'm always impressed with how quickly people form and post reactions, memes, like funny responses. I'm still processing the song.
Yeah.
But a Beyoncé fan account on Twitter called Beyoncé World of Mexico tweeted, "B is back and I'm sleeping real good at night. Beyoncé, hashtag break my soul."
And Twitter user Nick Sawa Boy tweeted, "Beyoncé making Friday releases the industry standard and then turning around and releasing new music on a Tuesday again is peak Beyoncé behavior." Mm-hmm. And then user Darlene Cuisine noted the timing of the drop, which is during Pride Month, and tweeted, "If you think Beyoncé releasing a dance anthem featuring Big Frida right before NYC Pride isn't gay rights, I don't know what is." Hashtag break my soul in all caps. And the streaming app Tidal also shared everyone's excitement. Of course they did. It's Jay-Z's app.
Hope so.
And they changed their banner picture on Twitter to a meme of reality star Tiffany Pollard, a.k.a. New York, saying Beyoncé. And some people also joked about using Tidal to listen to the song. Twitter user at Orange Sunshine tweeted, "Oh, you bitches clowned me for having Tidal, but who already listening to new Beyoncé? Me." I mean, it's a flex.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about, I remember when Tidal first came out and there was all this like, "Ugh, this is stupid. No one's going to use it." And it persevered. And Orange Sunshine showed us all.
Yeah. That's also Jay-Z's burner account, but still. Someone's there listening.
Yeah, nothing screams Jay-Z like Orange Sunshine.
Agree.
So Beyoncé, she knows how to break the internet. She's done it many times. But even though she may not have done a solo album since 2016, this is not the only music she's put out in recent years.
Yes.
Back in 2018, she released an album in collaboration with Jay-Z called Everything Is Love under the artist name The Carters, which is their last name. Yes. And then the next year, in 2019, she released a soundtrack to The Lion King remake.
Yeah, so Beyoncé also voiced the role of Nala in The Lion King. Mm-hmm. And in 2018, she gave us just a truly epic Coachella headlining performance. Mm. And then in 2019, she released a live album from that performance called Homecoming. And last March, she performed at the Academy Awards with her nominated song called Be Alive from the movie King Richard.
Girl does not sleep.
No.
Like, sure, she hasn't released an album, but she's literally just hustling and performing and still doing shit all the time.
And somehow she looks as though she sleeps 20 hours a day because she's flawless.
Don't get me started.
She woke up like this.
That's gotta be it. I have to end the show here, right? Like, but the thing about Beyoncé, and maybe one of the things that just makes her the queen bee, is she doesn't do many interviews. She's she lets her music speak for itself. She's notoriously private, which I'm always just in awe of. Celebrities that are all over the place and yet they give you just little tiny tidbits. But she does come out every now and then to absolutely slay a fashion look or a magazine cover or just jeans. Like, oh my
just
god.
Just jeans.
Yeah. She'll walk out in jeans and it's just like, is that how they're supposed to look? What have I been doing? But she's most recently on the newly released July issue of British Vogue, where she does look like royalty on the cover, appropriate for Queen Bee.
Yes.
Now, there are no direct quotes from Beyoncé in the article, because like we said, she's known for being very private and rarely does interviews.
Yeah, so British Vogue's editor-in-chief, Edward Enninful, wrote about Beyoncé's collaboration on the photo shoot in a piece for the magazine. And in the article, he wrote, "B wanted to play with fashion like never before and said that being on set was a magical mood Edward also said that Beyoncé's hubby Jay-Z came to visit her on set with their three kids and called the shoot a family day out, albeit a slightly surreal one. Edward also got an exclusive preview of the new album, and he said that Beyoncé explained their creation had been a long process, maybe a six-year one, with the pandemic giving her far longer to spend thinking and rethinking every decision just the way she likes it. Total Virgo energy. Total Virgo energy.
I was going to say, that sounds a lot like me, but...
No, shut up, Libra. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Your Virgo energy is too hot right now.
I'm sorry.
Dial it back.
I'm just channeling Beyonce. It's like Virgo power right now. I'm so,
okay,
so sorry.
Beyonce is a very awesome, kind, not snarky Virgo.
Okay, why don't you co-host a show with her then?
I would. She just doesn't reply to my texts. I don't understand why.
We don't reply to Libras.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.